This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Farai Chidea. The suspected Nazi death camp guard, John Demjanjuk, has arrived in Germany today. Now, he's accused of being an accessory to the murder of 29,000 people, mainly Jews. The retired Ohio auto worker was deported from the U.S. and arrived Tuesday morning on a private jet at Munich's airport. He's 89 years old. He's going to be brought before a judge and arrested. We have with us Tristana Moore, BBC correspondent. And Tristana, given Demjanjuk's age, could this be the last ever Nazi war crimes trial?
Yes, it could indeed be one of Germany's last Nazi war crimes trial, if it actually ever gets to court. I mean, at the moment, there are still questions over whether or not Demjanjuk is fit to stand trial. And as he arrived today at Munich Airport, his Learjet touched down, an ambulance was waiting there at the airport. He was then taken away on a stretcher, showing just how old and frail he is at 89 years old. And he's now been transferred to Stadelheim prison, where he's being held in the hospital wing of the jail. And it's likely that he will undergo a medical test later today to determine whether or not he's fit to stand trial.
What do we know about the evidence in this trial that points to him being this guard and being culpable in the murder of tens of thousands of people?
Well, German prosecutors haven't revealed all the evidence, but they do say they have a number of documents which show his Nazi background, including, crucially, this SS identity card, which shows that he was transferred to the death camp in Sobibor in 1943. Prosecutors also say they have a number of other transfer orders and papers and documents proving that he was in Sobibor, as well as many witnesses. And so they claim that they have enough evidence to bring him to trial, and that's their aim. However, his lawyer here in Germany has already said that he is too frail and unwell to take part in this trial. So over the next few days, the question is going to be, is he fit enough to stand trial?
One of the fascinating things about this case is that this man, if these reports are accurate of what he did, led two very different lives. And an Ohio auto worker and a Nazi camp guard is two very different lives. What is the interest in Germany about the narrative of Demjanjuk's life?
Yeah, well, there is great interest in this trial, and Germans have been following the legal shenanigans from the very beginning. I mean, after all, there have been so many legal challenges, not only in America, but also here in Germany. His lawyers filing legal challenges here in the courts to try to block his deportation. We've seen him almost on this plane in America a few times over the last couple of months. But really, the crucial thing came in March when the prosecutors in Munich issued this arrest warrant for him. And it really was then quite serious and only a matter of time before Demjanjuk would be deported to Germany. And many Jewish leaders here have already welcomed his arrival in Germany and say that the authorities have to get this trial going as quickly as possible.
Well, Tristana, thank you so much. That was Tristana Moore, BBC correspondent. Fascinating story.